Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2020. Today is going to be a travel day for us as we'll be headed down to Tennessee. I'll be preaching tonight at Temple Baptist Church in Powell, Tennessee, where their good pastor is Pastor Clarence Sexton. I'm looking forward to a tremendous time. I ask you that you would pray for me and with me, that God would use me in a great way to be a blessing and a help to the conference there where I'm preaching at the Baptist Friends meeting tonight. Thank you for your prayers. Also, pray for my wife as she'll be speaking the next few days to the ladies of this conference. And I'll also be preaching on church planting on Wednesday. I'm making these broadcasts earlier this week, and I hope that they will prove to be a great blessing and a great help and a great encouragement to all of you. This week, I am endeavoring to study out of the great little epistle called 1 John. And I believe the Lord has great things for us, and I hope that you'll listen on purpose this week, and that the Lord will speak volumes to you as we study the precious Word of God together. As we introduced this subject's meeting this week, or the subjects of this week's meeting, I want us to think about the phrase, these things. Sunday, as I was preaching on these things, the Lord really stirred in our meeting. And I appreciate the goodness of our God and how He blessed us and helped us during the meeting on the Lord's Day. But I do want you to look with me this week as we study the importance of the truths of the Word of God. Four times in this little epistle of John, the word or the phrase, these things, is mentioned. And so clearly, from the book of 1 John, these things that are mentioned are the truths that are found in the book of 1 John, all five chapters. I want to encourage you today and to let each of you know and challenge you about the importance of the Word of God in the life of a believer. I believe that we see that in this phrase, these things. How are you going to know what those things are if you do not look into the Word of God? How are you going to be able to determine what the Lord is doing and how He is speaking if you're not looking into the Word of God? And so as we begin to look into the wonderful Word of God and study this phrase, these things, we find the first mention in chapter number 1, where the Bible says in verse number 4, these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now, the Lord is writing this whole book for us so that we might be able to have full joy. Not empty joy, not joy that is lacking, but joy that is full. And you don't read long in this great book of the Bible until you understand that here are some of these things that help us to have full joy. Verse number 6, and if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, thanks be to God today that my joy meter is going up. My joy tank is going up because you read in the Word of God that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, bless the Lord today that I don't have to wonder, I don't have to worry, but when the God of glory looks at my account, He sees that it's been covered by the blood. I hope today that you are encouraged to know that these things are spoken to us in this great book of the Bible so that we might be able to experience a full joy. My prayer today is that you are enjoying full joy as a believer. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.